The basic facts are now clear and essentially beyond dispute. It is time to put out the fire. From presidents to prime ministers to the Pope, people are finally waking up to the reality and the challenge. We have seen glimpses of this new awakening in the record crowds that have marched through the streets of New York City and in cities around the world, demanding climate action. In the unprecedented commitments made by the nations of the world to reduce their carbon emissions at the historic Paris Climate Summit in 2015. But every time in the past that we have started to realize we needed to act, the purveyors of confusion and denial have stepped in to slow us down and lead us astray. This time, we need to stay the course and get it right. We are out of extra chances. We explore the reasons why we all should care about climate change, and we draw attention to the absurd efforts by special interests and partisan political figures to confuse the public, attack the science and the scientists themselves, and deny that a problem even exists. Despite the late hour and the monumental challenge, we believe there is still time and still hope. In the end, we hope that our listeners will learn something, be entertained and outraged, but also be inspired and motivated. Make no mistake about it, we control our own destiny, and we are poised on a precipice. If we continue with the course we are on, our destiny may indeed be to leave behind an unlivable planet of destroyed ecosystems and continuous, unpredictable chaos. But there is another potential future that lies ahead, a future where we embrace the goal of a sustainable planetary existence and take the steps now to ensure that we preserve the health of our planet for generations to come. It is truly up to us. It is time, finally, to escape the madhouse.